1703.
1703, I got your priority. How can I help?
Well, just before you got on the bus, you just ran up to the bus and bust the door, broke the glass, and sitting inside. It's like he's in a bad mood or something. He didn't say a word.
Okay, so you had somebody run up to your bus and just hit the glass and break it?
Okay, he ran up to the door, before I opened the door, he punched the glass on the door and broke it. And then I opened the door, he stepped inside the bus. He's sitting in the bus.
Okay, so he just ran, you hadn't even opened up the door yet, and he just ran up to it and hit it and it busted open.
And he did it in a really violent manner. I don't know, I just hope he doesn't take it out on anybody else.
Okay, can you give me a description?
You know, probably in his late 50s, early 60s. Wearing a brown sweater with a white stripe.
And was this a white male, black male, Hispanic male?
Male. White male, he's probably mid-50s.
Did you by chance get his shoe color, his pants color? Did he have anything on his face or?
Scruffy gray beard, black pants, and red shoes.
Okay, and does your bus look like it can make it to your relief?
Safe with this guy in the bus. He's looking at me real mean. And I just had a case of about a week ago where I was hit. I just don't feel good about this.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and tie you up there. Let me get a supervisor to come to your area for you, and you're currently at Broadway and MLK?
It's MLK and Broadway.
Okay, and do you think you're going to need police, or is the supervisor fine? I'm sorry, I didn't copy.
The last remark that you said.
Okay, so he's still on the bus, correct?
Right in front, staring right in the window at me while I'm making this call.
Okay, so he's standing there. I'll go ahead and get police rolling as well. 1703. We're going to time out. I'm going to call you right back.